Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
By the way, don't forget this Friday, Bazzi and Bubba's Backpack Brigade. We're broadcasting live from Schultz Ford in Wexford starting at 6 a.m. Whether it's your neighborhood, whether it's just you and your house and your children, whether it's the community you live in, whether it's your business, whether it's your office, please, there's only a few more days to collect backpacks, and I've said this multiple times. The education partnership, without this Bazzi and Bubba's Backpack Brigade backpack drive, would not have any backpacks. They're just too expensive to buy. Mm. So the only way they get backpacks for the upcoming school year is through your donations. They do not have to be brand new. You could walk around your house and grab all of your gently used backpacks, because one backpack can change one student in need's life. Because, Ma, you know better than anybody else, a student that comes to school prepared has a greater chance of success than one that doesn't have the resources necessary.
Absolutely.
Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So please collect your backpack.
Cause.
It is just a wonderful cause. It really is. All right. From a wonderful cause to complaint email number 3.
Okay. This is a little long. I am not sure if this is a complaint or just constructive criticism. Bubba needs to let Melanie come up with the topics and content of the show. I can only assume that Bubba is driving the content on the show, and here is why. The more I listen, the more disconnected Melanie appears to be from the show. Bubba is constantly asking her for thoughts and opinions, and she quite literally has none. When Bubba asks her a question, it sounds like Melanie is on a delay in her response. And then when she responds, her answer is usually no or I don't know. If Bubba allows Melanie to come up with the ideas for the show, then she would be more engaged and a more valuable member of the show. Right now, her contributions only really add any addition to the show when she is frustrated, angry at Bubba and picking on him, which I think she believes provides humor. As a dedicated family member, I can assure you that it is not. In conclusion, I think Bubba should allow Melanie to come up with the show content to increase her participation. I hope that all makes sense. And it's signed Amanda. Well, Amanda, sometimes, you know, as I listen, it's hard for Melanie to relate to the baseball stories and the wrestling and the restaurant. And Bubba has a more sort of dominant personality. Melanie's more subdued. So she has to step up her game, and maybe she can suggest a few things to Bubba, and he will comply. And together, it's a show where it's a compromise, and they get along, and they help each other out. And so maybe she can come up with a few ideas and he can use them.
Melanie, do you feel that way?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't have anything to add when you do talk about things that I don't know about.
Like
I can't add to baseball.
I knew this was one coming up. So earlier, when somebody makes you aware of something, you become more aware of it.
Uh-huh.
Like earlier during Bubba's show, Get a Clue, somebody made a guess and you literally said, I don't even know what I think about that.
Yeah, because I really didn't know what I thought about that.
So
I had to be honest.
I think this is a great idea, by the way. I'm
so
all in.
We can talk about ballet and cheerleading.
I think we should talk about whatever you want.
And makeup.
I mean, if the majority of this Bubba Show family is female and you are the female on the show, I absolutely believe that you should come up with the majority of the content. I'm all for it. I'm all for this idea.
Mm. There we go.
Now, equal participation. And keep in mind, Bubba has 3 daughters. So,
yeah,
you know,
it shouldn't be all
topics.
About. Yeah, it shouldn't
no, but
be.
I'm sure he'd be able to relate to some of the things.
But even if I can relate, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind.
It's good.
I might. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I might add, all three of these letters, I scrutinized them, you know, and read over them and perused them carefully. They were all pretty grammatically correct.
Oh, that's a win.
The last one had a sentence I didn't quite understand, but that's okay. I'm not going to go. I was kind of lost on the one sentence, but that's okay. But yeah, I think it's a great idea. I do. I think it's a great idea. I mean, like, Bubba, like, there's things that are just kind of built into the show that we both have to equally participate on, whether it be like Dating Disasters, Good Bad, The Audio Hour of Shame, Bubba Show Get a Clue, like all of our things that we do either daily or weekly. So we just have to find ways to force ourselves to participate. But other than that, from a content standpoint, Mel, I agree. I agree. If you feel that way, then we should absolutely, positively, 100% make sure that you're providing a lot of the content as well.
Yay. Constructive criticism, right?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
She said, you know, this is not really a complaint. Maybe it's just constructive criticism. But let's get Shannon to meet with Bubba so maybe she can soften her attitude and be less hateful.
Yeah, she was upset.
Yeah,
I don't like that kind of talk. I really don't. Yeah. I think our world, like I said before, has too much hate in it, and I think people need to be kind, even in their words.
But yes, we need no more. Let's not hate. Let's celebrate.
Hey, I like that. That's
okay.
Good.
How about that?
Celebrate.
Don't hate. Celebrate, Ma. You always do an amazing job with our complaint email.
Thanks, I try
Ma.
My best.
All right.
Okay, love you both.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Speaking of hate and don't celebrate, here's Leah Kate with 10 Things I Hate About You.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.